Never in human history has so few taken so much from so many as America's Illuminati and their warlords of Wall Street and Washington. In just 8 years, these banksters and international government gangsters took us from the greatest creditor nation to the largest debtor nation on Earth. Our standard of living has dropped like a rock for 4 out of every 5 Americans. They have foreclosed on our homes, our farms, our factories. They've exported your jobs and surrendered our arms.
They want
a new world order. The banksters own the Federal Reserve. It's private. They own it. It's neither federal nor a reserve. The cashists make that fiat funny money stuff you call dollars for 2 pennies.
Well, good evening, folks. You're listening to The Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. And a lot of things happening. We've got a lot of talks about tonight. And make sure you got pen and paper handy. And that you're sitting in your comfortable chair and you get a cup of coffee or Coke or glass of water or glass of milk or, you know, whatever your favorite beverage is. And get ready. Because, gee, things are popping. I don't know if you're paying attention. If you have a computer, though, and you're not visiting our website every single day, you're lost. Let me tell you that, you're lost. It's WilliamCooper.com. On the internet, WilliamCooper.com. And I got some good news. In about a month and a half, we'll be on the internet live with the Hour of the Time in television. So, in about a month and a half, we'll be on the internet with the Hour of the Time live television. And it'll just be the Hour of the Time. Live, 4 nights a week in television, nothing else. Okay? And you'll be able to listen to the archived broadcasts in audio like you can now. And we're, you know, posting new ones all the time. And this coming Monday, I'll be sending a whole bunch of tapes to Ken, who will be putting them on the website. And so you're going to have a whole lot of new material to listen to. And we've had nothing but good things have been said about the audio broadcasts that are on the internet that you guys can go listen to. People are satisfied with the price, and of course it helps us fund all of the projects that we have. It helps pay for the airtime. It helps do all of those things. So make sure you're taking advantage of that. And when you go shopping, don't buy anything until you go to the Hot Shop on the internet. Buy your products there. Because you get what you want, and you help fund your cause. And remember, if you don't help fund your cause, nobody else is going to do it. Clinton is not going to fund your cause for you, I guarantee you that. So, if this is your cause or one of your causes, fund it. Fund it. That means buy things from the Hot Shop on the internet. That means listen to the archived broadcast of the Hour of the Time. When we go on the internet live in about a month, month and a half, watch us. Watch me do the broadcast live on the internet. And, you know, I think you're going to like it. I hope you'll like it. If, you know, if you don't, you're going to tell me. That's for sure. So, that's the name of that tune. USS Cole, those of you who have been to the website this evening know that we got some clear pictures of the damage in the side of the USS Cole. For the first time, we got some clear photographs of the damage in the USS Cole, and these photographs were taken by people who listen to this broadcast, and they sent them to us All of the photographs that came from the U.S. Navy, they intentionally blurred the outlines of that hole. I don't know why they did that, but they did it. But even though they blurred it, we could put it in Photoshop, and we could tell that the metal at the top of the hole and on the right side was protruding outward from the hole, not blown in. The metal at the top of the hole was protruding outward. The metal at the right side of the hole was accordioned, like bellowed, to the right side and was protruding outward. We were never able to see clearly the left side of the hole above the waterline because of the blurring that somebody had intentionally put into those photographs. So the Navy was, you know, making it very hard for anybody to tell what was going on. Well, we got pictures of the USS Cole sitting on the dry dock ship Blue Marlin. Now, that's a strange sight. If you were never in the Navy and you never saw a ship in dry dock, you just probably wouldn't believe this if you saw it. It's a United States Navy destroyer, a warship, sitting on top of another ship. And the other ship is the Blue Marlin. It's a dry dock ship. It has facilities to flood the ship, so it sinks below the water and it can pull under a ship and then pump the water out and float the ship on its deck. It's called a dry dock ship. So we have those photographs. One of the clearest ones is on the website right now. And you can see that what we've been telling you has always been true. The top of the hole has metal pointing outward, as if it were blown out. The right side of the hole, the metal is accordioned from the center all the way to the right side and is sticking out. The left side, now we can clearly see, which what we could never see before, is blown in. That's the left side of the hole. And what I'm talking about is all of the damage above the waterline. Well, for the first time, we can see all of the damage below the waterline. And it's very clear that the explosion occurred outside the hull. Outside the hull. But here's the catcher, folks. It also occurred below the waterline. So this explosion did not go off in some boat. Now, it may have gone off from explosives slung underneath the boat or explosives that were attached to the hull by frogmen or something. Or it could have been torpedo damage. But it definitely was not, it's not damage that's caused by explosives sitting inside of a boat on top of the water. Most of the worst damage is under the waterline, which means whatever exploded was under the water, not on top of the water. And you can clearly see that, and you can clearly see that the explosion occurred outside the hull, and you can also see the damage above the waterline, where it clearly looks like the explosion occurred within the ship, as far as the damage on the right side of the hull above the waterline and on top of the hull. And, of course, we never could really accurately interpret the left side of the hull because it was so blurred that it was just absolutely impossible to do that. But whoever's telling us that that explosion occurred from explosions, you know, explosives placed inside of a small boat, is not telling us the truth. So go to the website, take a look, see what you think, and, you know, it's very clear now. I mean, these are the only clear photographs we've ever had. We have five of them. We've posted one of them as the photograph for the story that goes along with it. So go there and take a look at it. Oh, so many things are going on. What's going on the Mexican border? Are we at war with Mexico and don't know it? Did you know, folks, that Mexican troops, the Mexican army, for several months now, has been shooting at our Border Patrol agents? Not only have they been shooting at our Border Patrol agents, but they have chased them into the United States, miles into the United States, shooting at them, trying to kill them. This is the Mexican army. And the government's been keeping this secret. This has been going on for months. There's a war on our border between the Border Patrol and the Mexican Army. And the Mexican Army is shooting at our Border Patrol, shooting at our helicopters, shooting at our Border Patrol agents. trying to kill them. Not just sniping at them or shooting at them over the border, they're chasing them across the border and into the United States of America, trying to kill them. What the hell is going on? I don't know. I'm not even going to pretend to know. This story is just breaking. The government's been keeping it a secret. The Border Patrol's been keeping it a secret. Nobody has known about this, and now it's coming out, and they're admitting that this has been going on for months. For months, the Border Patrol, the United States Border Patrol, is engaged in a war with the Mexican army. What the hell is that all about? I gotta tell you, that's pretty spooky. That's pretty spooky. What's going on down there? And you got Border Patrol offices closing and Border Patrol agents saying that they're not going out on the border to do their job because the Mexican army's after them. Where's our army? What's going on? What the hell is Clinton doing up there in the White House allowing this kind of stuff to go on? And not talking about it, keeping it secret from the American people. This is no joke, folks. Go to our website. The stories are all there. Click on them, read them. You'll be amazed. I'm telling you, I'm amazed. I can't believe it. The Mexican army is actually going to war against our Border Patrol and not just shooting across the border at them, but coming across the border in Humvees and military vehicles and chasing our Border Patrol for miles inside the United States trying to kill them. This is going on today. It's been going on for months. And the government's been keeping it a secret. I wonder why. Have you heard about the new digital angel? Something I've been predicting for years. And actually, they've had it in various forms, but now this is serious. Now they've got this little computer chip thing. It's called a digital angel. It was just developed. It was unveiled down in San Diego recently by the company that created this thing. And they can implant it under your skin, or under pet skin, or under your children's skin, or under a prisoner's skin, or under anybody's skin, and track this person wherever he goes by satellite. And not only that, but they can program this thing to monitor your heartbeat and your respiration and all kinds of things, and report all of this stuff, not just your location, but you know what's going on in your body, to a satellite, which then reports it to whoever, I guess, wants to know the information. It's called a digital angel. It's on the website. Go read it. Now, 2 days ago, I wrote two exclusive stories and was the only reporter in America that had the courage to call the shots as they are. And I'm telling you right now, George Bush Jr. is going to be the next president of the United States of America, and Representative Lazio is going to beat Hillary Clinton on November the 7th. You can take those things to the bank, deposit them, they're as good as gold, bet on it, make some money, and there's lots of crazy people out there that'll, you know, bet, put up large sums of money against you on this, and I'm telling you right now, you'll win. So Bush is going to be the president, and Lazio is going to beat Hillary. Barring a miracle. Now, I'm not saying a miracle won't happen, because it might. And there's also the chance, and I've told you this before, it's happened in the past, and there's stories about it on our website, so go read those stories, that, you know, the Electoral College can elect whoever they want, no matter what the popular vote says. So I'm telling you right now, Bush is going to win the popular vote, and Lazio is going to win the popular vote in New York. Lazio is going to beat Hillary because there is no electoral college for a Senate race. But there is an electoral college for the presidential race. So even though Bush may win the popular vote, Gore may get the presidency through the electoral college. Now, according to all the numbers, he shouldn't. But remember, the electoral college can vote any way they want. It's a federal election, and state law cannot tell federal electors, even though they're appointed by the states, how to vote. So, there you have it. So when you make your bet, bet that Bush will win the popular vote. And make sure that whoever you make the bet with knows that you're not betting on the electoral vote, you're betting on the popular vote. Because I'm telling you right now, Bush is going to win the popular vote by a clear margin. He's going to win the presidential popular election by a clear margin. The electoral vote is anybody's guess. And I know the socialists would like to put Gore in there, and they just might do it. Okay? Oh. What's the other big news? Army colonels. Army colonels. And it's not just army colonels. It's equal rank in the different services are refusing command billets. Now, this is the craziest thing that you'll ever hear in the military, because that's all the officers strive for throughout their whole career, is to reach the rank where they can have their own command. And now they're being offered the choicest, best commands in the military, and they're turning them down. They're refusing to take command. Now, the military claims that they're mystified by this and they don't know why it's happening, but I'll tell you exactly why it's happening. These guys don't want to be at the helm when the proverbial buffalo chip hits the fan. They don't want to be in charge. They don't want to be in charge when the old buffalo chip hits the fan, because if they're in charge, they're going to reap the whirlwind. Now, you got to know that. They're going to reap the whirlwind, and they don't want to do that. Military officers are leaving the military service in record numbers. In the Navy, it's right at the rank of lieutenant. In the Army and Air Force, it's right at the rank of captain. Pilots are bailing out. Military can't keep pilots. They can't keep officers. The whole future of the officer corps is at stake. You know why? Well, because the officers can see what we can see. They're not stupid. They're Americans. And they don't want to be in there when the buffalo chip hits the fan. They don't want to be sent to a foreign country with troops that haven't received the proper training and can't even hit the broadside of a barn, because they only get to go to the firing range, you know, in boot camp, never again. How do you expect a soldier to fight a war if he never gets to use his weapon in practice? I mean, what kind of military are we raising here? Well, I'll tell you what. A military is doomed to failure. They don't have spare parts. Most of the equipment is in a maintenance phase because they don't have the money to fix them when they break. Planes can't fly because they don't have the money for fuel. So pilots don't get flight time. This is serious. Clinton has destroyed the military of the United States of America. Destroyed it. It's absolutely, for all intents and purposes, I got to tell you, folks, our military is in the pits. The troops and sailors are demoralized. The equipment is broken down, and there's no money to fix it. The troops don't get the training that they need. There's no bullets to go to the firing range and practice so that they can become good marksmen. And it's good for patriots if they ever send the military after us. If we have, you know, when the Civil War breaks, because there's going to be a Civil War in this country. I've been telling you this for a long time, and you better listen to me. But when it happens, if they send this military after us, it's not going to be easy. But they don't have a chance against pissed off Americans who know how to shoot and have the ammunition to expend and aren't using automatic weapons. But, you know, when you squeeze that trigger, you hit your target, it's going to be over in no time at all. No time at all. Because we'll be fighting for what we believe in, and we'll be willing to die for it, and they won't. They won't. They'll be fighting for a paycheck and a promise of some retirement someday. And when they find out how many casualties they're going to suffer, they're not going to fight us for very long. And that's the truth. So, the restoration of constitutional Republican government, you know, if they keep on doing the military like this, is assured. It's assured. We will do it. And whatever they field against us is going to be a bunch of techno babies. And without their techno stuff, and without training, and without marksmanship, and without the equipment working, you know, when it's supposed to work. And the more complicated a piece of equipment is, the easier it is to break down, the longer it stays broken down. I'm afraid these guys ain't going to make it. Isn't that a shame? In the Middle East, exactly as I predicted, this whole thing is escalating into something horrible. The violence is getting more intense. People are more pissed off and angry than ever. It's become an emotional thing. There's a holy war has been called for by all the Arab states. The Arabs are uniting together, and Israel has made a public announcement that this conflict could even spread outside the bounds of the Middle East into southern Europe. Now, when Israel starts talking like that, I get to tell you, this is getting really serious, and it could escalate into a full-scale, all-out war in the Middle East. Now, this is the Clinton legacy. If he had kept his nose out of the Middle East, none of this would be occurring right now. But he didn't do that, did he? No, he wanted to leave his legacy. Well, maybe if he'd have stuck his business somewhere else than where he did with Monica Lewinsky, maybe he would have left the legacy. But as it is, all he's going to leave is confusion and death and destruction and who knows what all. And it's terrible. Absolutely terrible. So here we got this digital angel that we've been predicting for many years. We got a war between the United States Border Patrol and the Mexican Army on the Mexican border, which is absolutely incredible. We've got solid evidence now that whatever happened on the USS Cole happened outside the hull, not inside, but it happened below the waterline. Explosion did not occur inside a boat. It occurred underneath the water. So if the boat had anything to do with it, the explosion explosives had to be slung under the boat, not in the boat. Bush is going to be elected president in the popular vote. And Lazio is going to beat Hillary Clinton in New York. I'm telling you that right now. And you got Israel talking about this conflict in the Middle East escalating to the point where it could spread into southern Europe. And our senior officers in all of our military forces are refusing to accept command assignments, which is absolutely unheard of, because that's what they live for, to reach those ranks where they can be appointed to command positions, where they can excel and then be promoted to general rank. General rank meaning general or admiral. And that's the culmination of a career in the military. And if you turn down commands, you don't get promoted to general or admiral. So this is serious. We've got our pilots bailing out of the military. In the Army and the Marines and the Air Force, we've got officers only staying in until they reach the rank of captain, and then they're bailing out. They're not staying in. So there is no future officer corps. They're leaving. And this is incredible. I mean, it's just really, really spooky. Some really strange things are going on. So let's talk about these things. And, you know, you may have some things that that I don't know about. So we're going to open the phones now, 520-333-4578. And we'll be taking your calls for the rest of the hour. Also, don't forget, folks, if you're going to buy something, don't buy it till you've shopped in the hot shop. If you find what you need in the hot shop, buy it there. Support your cause. And whether you buy anything from the hot shop or not, make sure you get your news from the website, williamcooper.com, because that's where the news is. The only news worth reading is on our website. And we don't confuse you or divert your attention with all the stupid stuff. The only thing on our website is what counts, what really counts, and it's there. And that's where you're going to get your news. So go to the website, williamcooper.com. And if you need health stuff, go to Mandarin Herbs, and you can get there from williamcooper.com. So, phones are open, 520-333-4578, and we'll be taking your calls for the rest of the hour. Good evening. You're on the air.
Bill, this is Gordon. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Gordon. Welcome.
I got a new cell phone. I jumped into that age. They can track me, I guarantee you that.
Well, if you got a cell phone, yes, they can track you.
Yeah, I'm in the truck, and it's real handy, so I needed it right now. On the Electoral College, I was pulling out of Albuquerque with a load Wednesday at noon, and 770 there, KOB is a big station.
Mm-hmm.
You probably listened to it, but the happy talking news babe said she was explaining the Electoral College there.
Yeah.
And that they should, or they have to follow the popular vote.
No, that's not true.
Yeah, I know. I'm not through with my story yet.
Oh, okay. I'm
she
sorry.
Said, they have, she said, actually they can vote for whoever they wish to vote for, but then the kicker was, she said, then they may face felony charges by the state.
That's not true.
Yeah, well, I didn't know if you knew anything. There's a neighbor there, you guys. So.
Absolutely not true. The state has no jurisdiction over federal elections. The only thing the state has the power to do is appoint the electors. But they cannot make the electors vote in any certain way, nor can they hold them accountable for the way that they vote. Because the Constitution places no restriction on the electors, and it was the intent of the Founding Fathers that the electors vote for who they want.
I understand that. I've listened to you, and I just couldn't understand why she would say such a thing.
Because
it's a new newscast on the state news, yeah. You know,
because
yeah, state news. And,
it's because she's ignorant. All she
well,
has to
they
do.
They give her that paper to read, right?
That's exactly right. And she dutifully read it without checking any of it. And I guarantee you, she's never read the Constitution. See, the Constitution governs federal elections, not the states.
Exactly.
And the only thing that the Constitution says that the states have the power to do is appoint the electors for their states. That's it.
Uh-huh.
And so the state cannot tack some other requirement on them or make them vote according to the popular vote or anything else.
Yeah, I have a question you could answer with your knowledge.
Maybe. I can't answer everything.
What?
I said I can't answer everything. Maybe I can answer it.
Well, you got a lot upstairs there. You got to jump on me. But back in Washington and Jefferson's days on a federal election, did they have a popular vote along with Electoral College then?
You know, I don't really know. But a popular vote is not required.
Yeah.
The Electoral College elects the president, and the states have the power to appoint the electors, but it's the electors who make the vote, and they can vote however they want.
Yeah, I'm always driving down the road thinking of things to think about, and that's been in my mind for a couple of months now. I thought you might have an answer for me on that.
Well, I don't know. I'm sure that they did, because they've always wanted the common man to believe that he has a say in whatever's going on. There's always been this myth of democracy in this country.
Yeah.
But this country has never been a democracy. It's not supposed to be a democracy. It's a republic. And the founders didn't want a democracy. They didn't want democratic rule. They didn't want the mob deciding the direction of the nation.
That's correct. Well, I was getting led around by the nose from day one.
Well, we all were. So was I. I mean, none of us are exempt from that. Just some point along the way, we all have to get out of that and wake up. Yeah. I was lucky.
Back on the farm, they put the ring in the bull's nose, and he doesn't have much of a choice. But
yeah.
We don't have a ring in our nose. It's just what we hear day in and day out, what they're telling us, you know. And
yeah.
I don't listen to them anymore.
Well,
I listen to you.
Well,
for many years now.
Well, don't believe everything I say, because I make some mistakes from time to time. And
well,
if you don't check out what I'm saying, and you know, prove it to your own satisfaction, then you'll never know if I'm lying to you or not.
Yeah.
And that's been...
I come across 10, you know, headed to L.A. this afternoon, and I saw 2 military planes, the 4 proppers.
Mm-hmm.
Big ones flying between Deming and Lordsburg, flying circles like down there by the border today. I don't know if they had a clash down there or what. I've been across there quite a bit, and I've never seen that type of plane in the air. I've never seen a plane there down there.
Well, I can tell you there's a war going on.
There's a war
going on the United States-Mexican border. It involves the Border Patrol and the Mexican Army. And they're trying to kill each other.
Yeah. Well, they still got their big balloon up.
We don't like to speculate on this broadcast.
No,
so
I just say I've never seen anything like that, and I've been across there many a time. So
yeah.
They're checking something out, I imagine.
Well, I'm sure they are.
I'll let you go, but I enjoy your broadcast. And,
thank you.
It keeps me going every day.
Thank you very much.
Okay, well, let somebody else on, Bill. Thank you.
Stay safe on that highway.
I'm working on it. We'll be downtown L.A. tomorrow.
So. Yeah, and then don't dog the four-wheelers.
They just crush them like 10 cans.
Yeah, but don't do that, okay?
No, I won't.
All right.
I got my 2 million mile safety award, so.
Well, good
for you. From the American Trucking Association.
Well, that's wonderful. Congratulations.
Well, I'm still working on the next million, so. We'll haul your freight. Some of us got to be out here doing this, and we can't be home and doing all the things that you can do, you know, but...
I know.
Somebody's got to haul the goods. I've seen a lot of military equipment going eastbound on 10, and I heard a lot of it's going to Houston. I don't know where it's going from there, so that's what the drivers told me. A lot of trucks and Jeeps, and they're all green, the green color, you know. They're not desert sand, so we'll see what happens.
Okay,
we'll see, Bill.
Thank you. Thanks for calling. 520-333-4578 is the number. We're taking your calls for the rest of the hour. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hey, Bill. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Home of Mr. Shiller and Mr. Clinton and Mrs. Clinton, unfortunately. I was just curious on what you based your prediction that Mr. Lazio would win on Tuesday.
Well, it's very simple. Jews have never been stupid people. In fact, they're some of the most intelligent, most well-educated people in the world. And Hillary, I don't know how she pulled it off for so long without the Jewish people catching on to her lifelong commitment to the Palestinian cause and her financial and moral support to Palestinian terrorist organizations. And they're catching on now. And she has lost most of the support of the Jewish people in New York. And as you well know, without the support of the Jewish community, nobody is going to be elected to the Senate of the United States of America from the state of New York.
She needed 75-80% of the Jewish vote.
Well, she's down to like 49. In other words, 51% of the Jewish vote in New York has deserted her. And it's dropping every day.
Interesting. Okay, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. But that's the reason. She's lost the Jewish vote. And if she loses the Jewish vote in New York, that's the end. That's all. There is no way she can get elected if the Jewish community doesn't support her.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. 520-333-4578 is the number. I mean, those people aren't stupid. And if you're not supporting their cause, if you're supporting their enemies, they're not going to vote for you. I'm not making any judgments on who should be supporting what. I'm just telling you this is the truth. If Hillary Clinton is backing the Palestinian cause and accepting money from Palestinian supporters, and she's contributed financial support to Palestinian terrorist organizations, which she's done ever since she left college, it's been a lifelong thing with her, she is not going to be elected to the Senate in New York. It's that simple. The Jewish people will bail out on her, as they are doing. Good evening. You're on the air.
Oh, hi, Bill.
Hi.
These Mexican troops in the United States, what's going on there?
I don't know. I told you what I know, and that's all I know.
I think we should just put our military resources to annexing Mexico, and since they all want to be United States citizens anyway, just annex Mexico and say hello to our new neighbors to the south in Guatemala and Belize on the southern United States border.
Boy, do you know what you're asking for when you do that?
Well, that would be a war, but, you know, they already crossed the border.
Well, it wouldn't be much of a war. It wouldn't last very long. But I got to tell you this. I mean, we would inherit a nation of poor people.
Yeah, well, we would. But is there a border skirmish going on?
There's a war going on the border. It's exactly what I told you is exactly what's happening.
It's not just a border skirmish, it's an actual war.
Yeah, Mexican army troops are going after our border patrol and trying to kill them all along the border.
Well, that's what I thought you said at the beginning of the broadcast.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's no way they can win, so our new neighbors to the south will be Belize and Guatemala.
Who's going to feed all those poor people?
Oh, jeez. You know,
you better think about this again before you go annexing Mexico.
We're going to have to, you know, kill them off, you know.
Well, I don't believe in that either.
I think we're going to have to kill them off, but, you know, they're going to have to do some farming and feed themselves, you know, send them some John Deere tractors and help them plow the fields, and, you know, we'll see. We'll negotiate from there, you know.
I think you better reconsider this.
Okay, I had a few drinks tonight, so maybe I'm just rambling. I'll let you
well,
know.
That's okay. It's all right to ramble, but be realistic. It's not realistic what you're suggesting. Thanks for calling. 520-333-4578 is Annex Mexico. I don't think so. No. Leave them alone. You know, but they better leave us alone. I don't know what they think they're doing, sending their military after our border patrol. And they're not just shooting across the border. They're actually coming across the border and chasing our border patrol agents for miles, trying to kill them. This is serious stuff. Good evening. You're on the air. And it's been going on for months.
Cooper, appreciate your program. Say, did you hear, I've heard this several times now on the shortwave, that the Mexicans are putting the United States retirees out of their homes. Out of their homes, our United States retirees are being put out of their homes in Mexico.
I haven't heard that.
And they're crying and carrying on terrible.
Well,
I heard it twice in two different broadcasts on the shortwave.
Well, I haven't heard that and I haven't seen it. Wait a minute. Let me.
Okay.
I haven't heard that and I haven't seen it anywhere.
Yeah, yesterday and today I heard it. The first time I took notes, I wondered now who are they putting out of the homes, the Mexicans or U.S. And today, Rick Wiles mentioned that they're putting out the U.S. United States retirees are being put out of their homes in Mexico.
Well, in the first place, let's get something straight. It's not their homes. You can't own property in Mexico. You can only lease it. You cannot purchase property. It cannot be yours. You can only lease it for a certain period of time. So, and the Mexican government, because of their laws, they have the right to do that.
Oh.
So when you go, you have to understand that when you go live in a foreign country,
mm-hmm.
you no longer have your constitutional rights or protections or Bill of Rights or anything else. You live according to their law in their country.
Mm-hmm.
And if their law says they can do that, then you don't have any right to cry about it. I mean, you knew that when you went there. If you didn't, then you should have looked it up. But that's the way it is in Mexico. You can't go down there and buy property and it's your property. You can only, like, lease it for so many years. And they can take it away from you. That's their law. You have no right to be there except by their good graces and good, just like here. If Mexicans come across the border and they're living in this country, we can throw them out anytime we want if they weren't... if they didn't enter properly, and even if they do enter properly and we don't want them here, we can throw them out.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what they're doing.
Yep. Well, we can do the same thing to them or to any other foreigner. But that's what happens when you go live in a foreign country. You're at the mercy of their law. What we consider to be fair and just doesn't mean anything. It's what they consider to be fair and just that counts.
Evidently, it's coming as a shock to a lot of them because they're carrying on and crying and everything else.
Well, you know, don't you think we sort of asked for it? Really?
I think they're just not prepared for it.
No, they're probably not. But most Americans...
Well, sure, they should have known enough not to be down in Mexico when they turned communist.
Well, you got that right.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
But, you know, the way that we treat Mexicans and the way we act when we go to Mexico, and don't tell me we don't. I've been to Tijuana. I've been to Cabo San Lucas. I've been down there. I've been to Ensenada. I've seen how Americans act and how they treat the Mexican people. And I'm going to tell you right now, if they don't want us in their country, they have, you know, it's their country. They have the right to throw us out. But they don't have the right to send their army across the border into the United States to shoot at our Border Patrol or anybody else. That's an act of war. And that's what's going on the border. Good evening. You're on the air.
Oh, Bill.
Yeah.
Now, listen, I'm confused about something. A couple of weeks ago, it seemed you said that you thought the explosion aboard that ship took place inside. Now, this evening, you said it looked like it was outside.
What I told you a couple of weeks ago was that based upon the photographs that we had.
Oh, okay.
That it appeared that the explosion occurred from the inside and that we had reports from family members of the crew members that said that the explosion had occurred inside. And there may have been crew members on board that ship that thought it had.
Oh, I see.
But now, for the first time, we have clear photographs. And just like I've always told you, see, I'm not Alex Jones or any of these other creeps that would tell you something and then stick with it no matter what because I'd be afraid of being embarrassed or something.
Yeah.
These photographs show clearly that the explosion occurred outside the hull, but under the water.
Oh.
And that's what we're reporting to you. Just as I've always told you, we will always tell you the truth on this broadcast, on our website, in our newspaper, anywhere. You always get the truth from us. If it turns out we were initially wrong, you're going to know about that.
Okay. Now I got another question. I was under the impression your website was the williamcooper.net.
Nope.
And I heard you say .com.
We've always had two websites, williamcooper.net and williamcooper.com. And I have repeated over and over again, if one of them is not working, go to the other one.
Oh, okay.
Williamcooper.net is not working right now.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I told a couple of friends about it, and they said they couldn't bring it up.
Well, you forgot to tell them about williamcooper.com.
If
one of them isn't working, go to the other one. That's why we have two websites. So if one of them goes down or something happens with the server or anything whatsoever, you are never without a website, and both of them are always identical.
Okay. I stand corrected.
So you'll always have a place to go.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. Yeah, folks, you'll always get the truth here. If we turn out to be wrong initially, we're going to correct it. Make sure you know the truth. That's what we're all about. Now, if you don't like that, go listen to Alex Jones, who never corrects himself and sticks with the same old bullshit story no matter what, and it always starts out to be rumor. It always gets sensationalized. It always ends up to be rumor. That's what you want. Go listen to him or any one of 500 others that I can think of off the top of my head. Good evening. You're on the air.
William Cooper?
That's who you called, isn't it?
How you doing tonight?
Good.
Like, say you're doing a good job and everything. But I gotta ask you a question, if you don't mind.
Sure.
How did you get started as a news service? Where, you know how, I mean, they make a big joke of it on television and in the movies that if you want to tell the truth, you have to own the news service, like you do?
That's right. If you want free speech, you have to own it.
Well, how does one... If you're a corporation or something like that, you just make a declaration.
So you don't have to be a corporation. You can do it any way you want to. Just do it.
Huh.
Just like any other bit. You want to open an ice cream parlor? How do you do it?
You just open it.
You get the money. You get the resources. Do a little studying. Find out what kind of ice cream you're going to have, how much it costs, how much you're going to charge to make a living and pay your rent and feed your family and all that kind of stuff. And you got to have somebody to keep your books and you do it.
Very nice. Now listen, a lot of your callers probably get in their vehicles to drive and talk to you. A little trick for them, they could always call forward their cell phone number and then to your phone number and then call from their house, like I'm doing.
Well, I have no idea.
I don't give a damn if they hear who I am or not.
Well, why should you? I mean,
you're absolutely right. If you're not willing to die for your freedom, you don't deserve it.
That's exactly correct.
I have another thing I want to talk to you about, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
Survivor series. How do they take a thing like survival and turn it into a pecking contest in a caste system?
Well, that's very simple. You make everybody competition with each other for this $1 million prize.
For what?
For $1 million! For $1 million! People, you'd be surprised how many people cut their mother's throat for $1 million.
You're not kidding.
So that's how they do it. They say, hey, you're all here, and you're all nice people, and in a normal surroundings, you would get along with each other, and you'd probably become great friends, but we're going to make you enemies because you're all competing here against each other for $1 million, and you've got to cut each other's throat every night. You've got to vote on who gets to leave or something.
Yes.
That's how they do it. It's very simple.
It's absolutely incredible what they're doing. They're preparing us for these things, like they showed us Ed TV movie, and then they came out with Survivor, and then they came out with the Big Brother show, and they scared the crap out of us 5 nights a week with cops, where the underlying tone is, hey, if you step out of line, we're gonna nail you.
Oh, they don't scare me with these cop shows. It makes decent people who really understand what the law is all about, what police officers are supposed to be doing, hate cops. That's what it makes people. People begin to hate cops and
Absolutely.
Fear cops.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not good for cops. And if you're a cop listening, you better stop this crap, because you're just building up anger and hatred toward you guys. And you don't even know what's going on.
Down in the South, Bill, they have a show, a local sheriff show, where they have the prisoners. The sheriff down there has a spider on his car, and they have a song that's just crazy. And, I mean, it's like walking tall in real life.
How can you respect a sheriff who's got a spider on his car? I mean, what is he supposed to be telling you?
What is that implying?
Well, it's
he's admitted his county into the world order there?
I have no idea, but I'll tell you what. If you see a law enforcement car with a big spider on the side, I mean, that would scare the hell out of children, wouldn't it?
That would scare the hell out of everybody.
Yeah, well,
I think that law enforcement and personnel should take time and donate some of their personal time to going to schools and doing their programs.
Well, no, I don't want them in the schools talking to my children until they straighten up their act and get their head right, because they're screwed up in the head today.
So
most law enforcement people are screwed up in the head today.
They have to make a choice. They either go by the rules of the game, or they become Serpicos. And to tell you the truth, just like you said, they'll cut their mother's throat for $1 million.
Yeah.
They're not going to step out of line when their life is threatened. They realize what's going on at that point, and they say, I'm just going to stay here until I get to be the equivalent of captain in the military, like you were referring to earlier.
Oh, it's all they're bribed by retirement. And once they've got, you know, a few years committed to the force, then they'll do anything rather than lose their retirement. Now, I'm not talking about every police officer, because I know some that are decent, good people and are trying to do what they're supposed to do properly. But most of them aren't. They've sold their souls to the devil, and that's the truth.
They have. It's a shame, because it's a noble job.
Yeah. Well, tune in tomorrow night. You're going to hear a story that will terrorize you.
Well,
it happened right here in Arizona just a few days ago, down south of here. I'm going to tell you a story concerning the Mesa Police Department and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms that is going to send chills up your spine.
So somebody told me that there was a show on recently in our area in Pennsylvania that the state representative had gone and on TV and had been bragging about how the military was training the law enforcement for drug interdiction. Well, I thought that what you said was very true. Prove it. I called up the representative's office, and I went, and they gave me a tape of the show, proudly, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I watched this 30-minute dissertation on the rationalization and the proud moments that the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania should be with all this military training for the interdiction of druggies. And I do quote him saying druggies, which is very dangerous, because that means a representative, Paul Clymer, is making people cut in subclasses. If I thought if people were on drugs that they had a problem, they weren't druggies. You know what I mean?
Well, they do have a problem.
Yes,
and it's a medical problem. It's an addiction.
Up by the military?
Well, hey, you ain't seen nothing yet, man. Just tune in tomorrow night. You'll get a shock. Believe me.
Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Yeah, tune in tomorrow night, folks. You're going to get a shock because I'm going to tell you a story of an incident that happened here in Arizona just a couple of days ago that's going to send chills up your spine. And this atrocity, this terrible atrocity, was perpetrated by the Mesa Police Department in cooperation with and partnership with the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. And it's going to scare you. And this happened in the United States of America. Tomorrow night. Don't miss it. 520-333-4578 is the number. Taking your calls for the rest of this hour. So, you know, get on the phone right now. 520-333-4578 is the number. Now, you know, we've talked about a lot of things tonight. All of them scary, but you ain't heard nothing yet. Wait until tomorrow night. Good evening. You're on the air.
Mr. Cooper.
Yes.
This is Brian from Cincinnati.
Hi.
The thing you were talking about with the Border Patrol, I know how you feel about the Spotlight newspaper, but they did have some articles relating those events over the last couple of months about, you know, Border Patrol agents getting involved with the Mexican army. And according to them, they claim it was because of the drug war, how the drug dealers or whatever are putting a bounty on the heads of our border agents. That's what they're claiming.
So you think that the Mexican army is going after our border patrol to get some kind of bounty from the drug cartels?
That's not what I think. I'm just saying that's what their article was saying.
Oh, so you're saying that's what the Spotlight article is saying.
That was the Spotlight article.
Well, now you know why I don't like the Spotlight, because that's total, utter bullshit nonsense.
Okay.
Mexican military is just like the United States military. They have a chain of command, and you don't do things. You don't commit an act of war against a foreign country to collect a bounty from drug dealers. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Well, I didn't know if the military of Mexico was high tech or. You know,
well, they don't have to be high tech. It's the military.
I know, but they can be bribed easier than ours would be, wouldn't they?
Anybody can be bribed. But we're talking about military units. Not one guy that sets out to go kill a Border Patrol agent. We're talking about a whole military organization waging war against the Border Patrol on the Mexican-United States border.
Right. Well, that's the one that they referred to.
You really
to
believe?
It was a group of Mexican soldiers.
No, this is not a group. This is not a group. This is the Mexican army. Do you understand?
Okay. I
that's why I don't like the Spotlight. They're so full of racist crap and bullshit notions and bogus stories, it's pathetic.
Right.
Now, if you like to read it, that's fine.
I was listening to your description of tomorrow night's program. I'm looking forward to that. That sounds interesting.
It is.
A lot of problems with police here going out of bounds as far as what they do when they pull people over.
They're out of bounds all across this country. They are arrogant, Gestapo, jackbooted Nazi thugs.
And
sooner or later, you know, as a people, we're going to have to put a stop to this crap.
Yeah.
We're just going to have to put a stop to it.
Well, you know, the Los Angeles Police Department actually recruits out of Cincinnati. That's where they get their jackbooted thugs from.
Well,
that was in our local newspaper just recently.
I wouldn't be too proud of that if I were you.
Well, I'm not really. The city's one of the worst in this part of the country for police brutality. It's not getting any better. It's getting worse.
Yeah, well, it's not going to get any better for a long time. It's not going to get any better until the people stand up and take some action and stop this stuff.
Yeah.
And it's going to take the people to do it because the government's getting worse all the time. And it's not just the federal government. It's city, county, state, local government. And if those governments weren't bad, the government in Washington, D.C. wouldn't be that.
Yeah.
See, the government in Washington, D.C.
is
a reflection of what's happening nationwide on the local level.
It's just the finest scum floats to the surface.
Yep, you got it.
Okay.
Thanks.
Well, God bless you, William. Stay at it and keep the faith. And there's a few of us out there that will lock our doors at all police stops and not knuckle under to their tyranny. So.
Yeah, roll your windows up, lock your doors, and don't get out. Don't let them in. And
you know, told me to roll it down more than 2 inches, and I said, I can hear you perfectly fine through 2 inches of window, sir.
Absolutely never consent to a search. And ask them, am I under arrest? If they say no, drive off.
I'm free to leave then, sir.
That's right.
All right. Good night, William. Have a good one.
Good night. Thanks for calling.
Okay. God bless you.
You know, sorry, folks, but that's what we got to do. It's what we got to do. If we don't, we're going to end up slaves in our own country. Good night. God bless each and every single one of you. Good night, Annie Poon Allison. I love you.
All of a sudden, in the middle of the night, there's a loud knock on your door. Behind you, something's not right.
Throw out your arms. Let the death wall pass through. We're here
with
the government. We're here to help you.
Come from the IRS with a violent attack. Did you got a complaint?
Get out of this house. Surrender your guns. Give me your gold. You better obey if you want to come home. Down to the doorstep. That do what you're told.
Hillary Shalala, Reno Janet Dyke, reading the words of General Albert Pike, demonic founder of the Ku Klux Klan, engineer of the Masonic Master Plan. Pike said Lucifer is God across this land, and put the same hit the mark in your right hand. While we're all dancing to the drums of uproar and bright, Clinton's preparing us for another huge tax hike. Order out of chaos, depression, inflation, create the panic and rape the nation. Order. Crisis creation. Incite black and white. Program agitation.
Don't resist. You're surrounded by the UN in white and brown, the ATF, the men in black, from the One World Order.
But it's not new. Iron Mountain, computer beasts, and cattle mutilation. Black projects, UFOs, and weird midday combinations. The Nazi doctors didn't die. Come on, get him. They came here with the OSS through Operation Paperclip. National ID, debit card? Yeah. Vaccination, biochip, milk carton kit, genetic engineering. Clinton says their health plans for you and your own good. Sure. And Adolf Hitler's Robin Hood. Masonic mind manipulation. Inciting riots is Christ's creation. Biochip implantation. Vaccinate your kid for UN identification.
This is a test for all of us. So I have today just one simple request. A comprehensive package of healthcare benefits that are always there and can never be taken away. Never be taken away.
Atmospheric. Social illusion. Media hype. Planned confusion. Masonic religion. It's a liar. Got you praying for a Luciferian Messiah. Illuminati thinks that they're enlightened, that they're to be the gods of Earth, born of incest from the sons of Satan and their sisters in satanic birth. Hidden agenda, Kissinger, Nixon, Ford, and Bill, while your kids out back smoking crack for some cheap thrill. They've numbed us down and dumbed us down with fluoride TV drugs, the NEA, and public schools. They've taken your brightest and our best and made them public fools. With managed media, brain-bending lies and stealth, the banksters stole your wealth. Johnson, Bush, Carter, Reagan, Gore, and Dan, they've all been pushing pipes, but buying master's land. Rhodes Scholar Oration. Clinton speaks, then rakes the nation. Luciferian subjugation. New World Order. Illuminati coronation.
Mass media grand ovation.
Orders of the quest. Think they're superior. They think that they're the best.
And you're inferior, you little fat.
Skull and Bones, Colin G. Knights Templar, Harvard University.
Faustian Fraternity.
Knights of the Golden Circle, Ancient Order of the Rosencross, C of R, Albatross.
Rockefeller's Bomb.
MK Ultra, ISA from the OSS to the CIA.
Mass murder. It's a game.